In Good Hands, 100 Letters and Talks of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson on Bitachon, Trusting in God, compiled and translated by Yuri Kaplan. Quotes. In response to your questions, 1. With regard to the concept of Bitachon, and the question of whether it is necessary to create a medium for divine blessings, you write that, you have heard it said that righteous men do not require a medium. Accordingly, you raise the question why Abraham found it necessary to employ a tactic, telling Sarah, please say that you are my sister. In resolution, it is obvious that as a rule, apart from having Bitachon, one must also create a medium. Indeed, the entire Tanakh and the teachings of the Talmudic sages are filled with illustrations of this concept. Endeavors to create a medium within the natural order do not contradict the concept of Bitachon, since every Jew has been told by God, the LRD in whom he trusts, that he will bless him in all that he does, and not when he sits idly, Sifri, Devarim 15:18. This includes the commandment that, you shall love your fellow as yourself, and that, you shall surely rebuke your colleague. It also includes the interpretation appearing in Tana Dvei Eliyahu on the verse, if you see a naked man, clothe him. On this verse the sages teach, if you see a fellow Jew who is naked of Torah and its mitzvos, endeavor to clothe him with Torah and its mitzvos. You write that you suffer from an ailment, though without saying what it is, and that at any moment you are likely to undergo a serious heart attack, etc., God forbid. It appears to me that this is not the case, and that, begging your pardon, this is an extreme exaggeration. You write further that a partition of iron is separating you from your Father in heaven, and that your prayers and charitable contributions have had no effect, and so on. Without a doubt, you yourself also understand that all this is no more than fantasies. For even if there were a partition of iron, the sages assure us in plain words that even a partition of iron cannot separate the children of Israel from their Father in heaven. The same applies to what you write about how your prayers and especially the tzedakah you distribute have had no effect. I saw in a little book, it's called the Tanakh, where it is written, Malachi 3 verse 10, that the Holy One, blessed be He, says, test me, please, in this, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, that if only people will give tzedakah, I will pour down blessings upon you, and so on. The same applies to prayer, as is explained in many sources in the teachings of the sages. As I have written to a number of young men in a similar situation, their answer is provided in a number of places in Tanya. One of those places is Ch. 27 and the following chapters. All in all, despairing, and seeking miracles especially for one's battles with the evil inclination, these are simply the wiles and the incitement initiated by the evil inclination. As is the case with all the tactics it employs, the most effective strategy from the very outset is not to become involved in any debates or discussions with it. Instead, one should muster strength, extensively and energetically, with regard to the three pillars on which the world stands: Torah study, avodah, and the observance of mitzvos in general, and the practice of kindly deeds. If one acts in this way, he may rest assured that the darkness will be lessened and banished. What a pity that people waste time on discussing the issue. In addition, if you utilize the influence you have on people younger than yourself to bring them, too, close to the service of God, you yourself will be granted increased help from heaven. Accordingly, a Jew must place his trust in God and request that he provide all his needs with the kind of good that is plainly and recognizably good. Nevertheless, even if, God forbid, his prayer was not effective, he knows that this matter has come from God, and, without a doubt, whatever the Merciful One does, He does for the good. Moreover, this, too, is for the good, even though it is not the kind of good that can be discerned by fleshly eyes.